Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. What's up, guys? You are listening to episode number 48 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. So today's episode came to me in a little bit of a different way than normal. So I don't know if I've actually said this on here, but my husband is a police officer. And so every now and then he gets sent to these trainings that are out of the city and he gets his hotel and food provided for. And whenever I'm able to tag along with him, I like to do that. So he's gone for 2 weeks, so I couldn't quite do that, but I was able to sneak away for one night. And I was excited to do that because I knew that I would be able to wake up in a change of scenery and he would go off to his training and I would be able to write and brainstorm and all of the geeky things that I love to do. So I was in Orange County, California with him and he went off to training and I was like, okay, I'm ready to start brainstorming and writing and all of that. And then I realized I didn't have a pen. Like what? The hotel room didn't have a pen anywhere. I don't know why. There was like a little notebook, a little notepad thing, but no pen. I didn't bring one and I brought my book, but to journal to write in, but no pen. And I'm like, okay, this is so bizarre. And I'm one that doesn't like to write in the notes in my phone all of the time, especially when it comes to brainstorming. There's something about writing in a journal that I love so much. So I was on a mission to find a freaking pen. So I saw the housekeepers right outside the door and I was like, oh my gosh, yay. Okay, I'm going to ask them, you know, surely they have a pen on them that I could borrow that they would be more than happy to give me. No. They straight up told me, oh no, we can't give you a pen. Like you have to go to the front desk. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it sounds so silly, but I was just thinking, all I want to do is brainstorm and write. This is so bizarre that I couldn't find a pen in the hotel room, in my purse, in my luggage, nothing. So anyway, I did end up going to the front desk and they graciously gave me a freaking pen. So there's my random pen story to the intro of how brainstorming session started. But once I got that pen and started really putting pen to paper, I just kind of let my thoughts run wild. I wrote down anything and everything that came to my mind especially about like what I wanted to communicate or talk about or anything to do with my story. I mean, I kept going. I don't even know how long it was really. And somehow the writing started ending up me asking myself, what was the difference between where I was at like 3 years ago versus where I am now as far as my energy, because that's one huge thing that I've noticed has increased significantly and has shifted significantly is my energy. And what I mean by that is that I'm not just talking about physical energy to, you know, keep going at the gym or anything like that. I mean my energy throughout the day. Like it shifted from my frequency, my energy, I guess I should say, the frequency of it, shifted from this hustle mindset, this hustle, force, grind, go hard or go home. And I don't just mean physically, I mean like with my career, with all the things, to more calm and becoming more of a magnet for the things that I desire. So what was it? I just wrote like, what was it? What's the difference? What took me from that hustle force to now more calm and things becoming easier to come to me? Things, me becoming more of a magnet for what I desire. And I recognized that there was kind of this formula that I followed, and I didn't realize it at the time of how much of an impact it would have. So that's what I want to share with you today, is the formula that worked for me to start becoming more of a magnet for what I desired and what you desire. So hopefully you get little nuggets out of this. And looking back now, I can see how much of a scarcity mindset I had, meaning I was freaked out about lack. Like what if? So I invested a lot of money actually in a business coach for a year-long mastermind. And I got a lot out of it. I have no regrets at all, but I did need to pay back that investment, right? So I had enough belief in myself to invest in myself. But once I did, I got into this frequency of lack, limitation, hurry up, go, go, go. Okay. Like, what if I'm not able to make this payment this month? What if? Like, kind of freak out scarcity mindset. And so naturally, logically, I got a job with the school district because I was like, okay, cushion guaranteed. Like, I can still pursue what I want, but also I'm going to have this job so I can have a cushion. Nothing wrong with that. Here's the problem that I face, though. So I was working, 6 hours a day with special needs kids, and they require a lot of attention, right? Full attention. I was completely drained by the end of my day, like completely, to pursue anything that I was passionate about. It was like, nope, end of my day, so tired, do the mom things, just in motion and go to bed. Like, there was no passion because I had no energy to do so. I was drained. So here's what happens. I think the universe can communicate with you and give you these like, hints over and over. I got bit, you guys. I got bit so hard. Hard enough where I had to make sure that I didn't need stitches or anything. And that's when I was like, okay, this is not working for me. For one thing, I'm super drained by the end of the day. For two, I was just so overwhelmed and so just over consumed with all of this. I felt like I couldn't handle. And then when I got bit, so that became more of like a physical thing, like, oh crap, this is like my physical body is now, I'm putting myself in harm. I put myself in harm's way. Sometimes, I had to wear those sleeves to kind of protect my body from getting bit or scratched and stuff from these sweet kids. And I say sweet because they were just, I was passionate about helping these kids. I loved them so much, but it was a shit ton of work. I give so much props to special needs teachers out there, anyone in the SPED community, like, oh my gosh, so much love to you guys. You guys are the most patient people on the planet Earth, and we definitely need people like that. I just knew for me, I couldn't keep going on. So here's what I did. I was like, okay, this is not going to work for me. So the first thing was acknowledging that, okay, while this was a logical idea and I have a steady paycheck, it is not for me personally. So I had to acknowledge that I needed a shift. I needed a change so that I can feel better myself, mental, emotional, physical well-being, so that I can show up for my family better, right? And I truly do believe that money is energy and constantly flowing. And I knew that I could find another way to be able to pay back that investment without any freak out, without any scarcity, I didn't want to have that mindset anymore. I just wanted to be able to pay back the investment on my own without freaking out about it every month. You know what I mean? Can you relate to that? So I wanted to find a way that I could do that with feeling more energized throughout my day, because the most important thing for me is that I have enough energy to give to my family while still pursuing my goals, my passions, and things that I love. But the most important thing is energy to give to my family, to provide that support, love, emotional stability for them. So let me break down what I now call, after that brainstorming session, the magnet to desires formula. Step one. So this is after you acknowledge, like, okay, something has to change in my life. Like, I'm just feeling way too drained and overwhelmed. Like, something needs to start moving here. Here's what we do. Step one. What is a topic that you can talk about for a long time? What do you love? What's the thing that piques your interest when people talk about it? What's the thing that, like, you lean in to listen more about? For me, it's transformation. Now, transformation has so many branches that stem from that. Goals, nutrition, training, mindset work, all of the things. But big picture, I geek out over transformation. So step two. So that was step one, figuring that out. Like, what's the topic that I can talk about for a long time that I love to just be immersed in? And that's transformation for me. So let's get clear for you. Take out a pen and paper when you get a chance, or in your phone, in the notes section, whatever. Just really start to think about this. And I think back to when I did this, this was like weeks of brainstorming session, guys. This wasn't just like a 5-second thing at the time. This was I really was getting clear and diving deep on, okay, what is it that I love? What is it that I love to help others with? So don't just take this for granted and be like, okay, you know, I love this and that's it. Like, really start to dig deep and question things and be curious and take your time with this. Number two, what's the vessel, the vehicle, the how, the things that you love to do? For me, it came down to four things. And I say this so fast and easy now, but it did take me, like I said, a while to really get clear on, okay, what are the things that I love to do? It is speak, write, dance, and coach. Those are my things. Like, they may look different at different times in my life. There's different vehicles, but those are the core things that light me on fire. Speaking, writing, dancing, coaching. So I had to be clear. Am I doing any of those things that I actually love to do? And if the answer is no for you, keep listening, because this is where we're going to start really brainstorming and helping you get things in motion for what you desire. So again, the awareness of it. And then step one, get clear on what is the thing that you can talk about for hours, transformation, what piques your interest. And then step two, the how, the vehicle, the vessel, what are the actions that you like to take? For me, speak, write, dance, coach. And then the third thing, which is so interesting now that I think about it, but it's your style of communication. For me, I had to get clear that my style is motivational. So instead of trying to be something or someone else, instead of following a certain rule book, I started to follow what my gifts are. So here's an example. I used to post on Instagram and Facebook consistently. Like, I had a content schedule. You know, one day is teaching, one day is I'm sharing something with family, one day I'm blah, 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 like clockwork. And yes, there is beauty in consistency and discipline. I mean, I love me talking about consistency and discipline. Love all that. But there's something to be said about also tuning into your personal style, your personal gift. But I know that, I know that when I was posting consistently, you know, kind of like this robot style action, It was from a place of, I have to get this content out. I have to. And logically, it made sense. Like, yeah, you've got to be consistent and post. But also, people can feel that. People can feel when you're in this place of just getting this out there, like just fluff, just because. There's like no substance behind it. So it's interesting that when I stopped doing that, and I started posting more of in like a motivational style, when inspiration would hit, I started attracting more people into my space. And it's interesting that when, oh, by the way, long story short here, I forgot to mention, after I stopped working at the school district, I started personal training for the gym. And it became so natural for me to do that because it was within the vehicle, the vessels that I talked about, speak, write, dance, coach, right? That's like coaching, that's training, that's something that I love to do. So at the gym, when, and it's interesting that instead of coming off to potential clients as like force, like have to, you know, you have to work with me, like that kind of frequency, which I know people can feel that from you, whether you think so or not. I show up as myself, showing them what's possible, and then talking to them in my communication style, which is motivational. I want to show them what's possible for them while motivating and inspiring them. And guess what? Now people are requesting me. Now more people are coming to me. And it's not like I'm trying so hard and like in this hustle grind mindset that I used to be in. So I know that this piece, it's interesting. It's different. It's probably something you haven't really heard before, but just honing in on what your style of communication is and start expressing more of that in your space, whatever your space is, whether that is on Instagram as a hobby or whether that's in your job or if you're owning a business, whatever it is, start communicating in your unique style. So what it comes down to is really brainstorming. And like I said, this may take several sessions. Don't rush this. Really think about it to become more clear. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to do what I did and, you know, go quit your job and, you know, go do this other thing. I'm not telling you to do that. And I'm not telling you to stop posting on Instagram or Facebook if that's what you've been doing consistently. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is start following the trail of what you actually desire. Start incorporating more of those things that light you up into your life. Be intentional about what lights you up and what drains you. Be clear and intentional about bringing in more things that light you up. You may be exhausted and drained at the end of the day, and you think it's because you're doing too much. But it may be because you're not doing enough things that light you up, that provide you and give you more natural energy, that have you be passionate for your time on this earth, your time with your family. That's what really matters, right? Being here for the people that you love and being able to serve others the way that you want to. You can't do that if you're completely drained at the end of every day. And I get that so many people are in survival mode. And I'm just trying to say, what are the little things that we can do to start breaking free out of that mindset, that scarcity mindset, that survival mode, and into what can I control? What can I bring more of into my life so that I can feel more energy and excitement for life so that I can become more of a magnet for the things that I desire. I hope that you got something out of this, that you truly take the time to get clear on what's the thing that lights you up? What's the how? What's the vehicle? What are the different things that you love to do? What's your style? And start being more of that. This world needs your unique self to show up. So if you haven't connected with me on Instagram, let's be friends. You can find me at Miss Chantel Matthews, MSCHANTELMATTHEWS. I hope that you are able to get something from this. And if you did, share it. You can screenshot this episode and tag me in it, and I'll be more than happy to reshare that. And if you would leave a rating and review for me, that would be amazing too. All right, guys, have an amazing week. Talk to you later. Bye.